This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can use Discord. Discord is very cool. Just load the Discord app. You can find it in your app store. Just use your high-speed internet connection, your quality microphone, and you can find out how to connect at discord.freetalklive.com. And you're going to sound like you are in the studio with us. It's really amazing. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking e-cigarettes because President Trump, if you look in your Constitution, if you quickly turn to that page that covers the president's power to regulate e-cigarettes, that should be
easy. The founders did foresee this.
They did foresee this. They have decided that he can just arbitrarily ban certain flavors, but let other flavors be fine. As long as it tastes like tobacco, no problem, Mr. Trump says. But if it tastes like mint or menthol, which is going to affect...
Or fruit or cream or candy
or anything like that, or sweet tobaccochino, which is the flavor I am vaping tonight. It's my preferred. I like having that flavor that doesn't taste like a cigarette. Imagine that. That helped me quit smoking, and I've been cigarette-free for about 8-9 months now. I mean, not one.
Wow.
Not slipped up once.
Congratulations.
Not one single cigarette because of this technology. But
see, I smoke about 1 to 2 a day, depending.
I started out
which is something that I could not have possibly done without vaping.
Right.
I mean, you can't smoke one cigarette a day.
Right, and I've been that guy, and I've tried many ways to quit. This is the first thing in 35-plus years that gave me an opportunity to just cold, not even cold turkey, because I'm still getting the nicotine. I didn't give anything up except for tar and 6,000 or 7,000 chemicals that are found in tobacco and tobacco papers that are used in the production of cigarettes.
Yeah, and the thing about vapes is if they're well done, then there are literally going to be 3 or 4 distinct chemicals in there, as opposed to 500. So
6,000.
Or 6,000. Yeah. Okay. That's right. It's 500 carcinogens.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
So, if a particular chemical becomes a problem, like this vitamin E acetate, obviously that's a problem. Well, guess what? You don't even have to pass a law against putting this stuff in vapes, because no company is going to put this stuff in vapes now that they know it's a problem.
The vaping companies learn something from the tobacco industry. They learn that it's a bad move long term to kill your customers.
Yeah.
It gives you short-term gains, but you lose out in the long run when they start dying earlier and earlier.
Well, I mean, Big Tobacco doesn't mind killing you by moving you back on cigarettes, because that's what they're trying to do with this legislation, is they're trying to take away the benefit of vaping so you go back to cigarettes. Yeah. And to capture a part of the market as well, the vape market.
Absolutely.
I'd like to just issue a quick correction here. We had talked in the last hour about Juul, which is one of the more big names in the vaping industry. They sell the nicotine salts version, which is kind of, as I understand it, more of a freebase variant on the vape.
It's a much cartridge. More concentrated.
Yeah.
Freebase is in the parlance. Freebase is considered
base.
Well. Freebase is considered just what we've always had: straight nicotine. Nicotine salts are a different formula way to connect nicotine into a molecule in a different way as a salt. That's all it means. What
stronger. It's a better hit.
The practicality is it does have, it takes less to get the same thing. So right. You see, like...
So powder cocaine is just cocaine.
Right.
Crack is cocaine HCL, which is the salt form. Freebase cocaine is just cocaine.
There you
okay. Go. Same thing with nicotine.
I will say that nicotine salts provide a very different experience over regular nicotine when you're talking about vaping. It gives you something that is much more close to a hit off of a cigarette. And I'm sorry, I was trying to quit cigarettes. I wanted something that was very similar. But I sure as hell didn't want something that tasted like a cigarette. That is what Donald Trump is going to do.
So here's the correction. And I think what I'm correcting is that we're both right in the conversation we had about Juul and the flavors. Because remember, we had this discussion about, well, did Juul decide on their own to restrict the distribution of their flavored products, or was it a government decision? And I remembered covering this last year on Free Talk Live when this news hit.
Okay.
And so going back to CNBC from 2018... The Food and Drug Administration did restrict sales of flavored e-cigarettes to age-restricted stores and pursuing bans on menthol cigarettes. So they're going to maybe ban menthol cigarettes as well. But the rule was that if you have a convenience store, meaning that anyone can come into the convenience store, you cannot sell flavored e-cigarettes in the convenience store. However, if you have an establishment like a vape shop where you're not allowed to be in there unless you're over the age of 18 or 21, whatever the legal age in the state,
right.
The vape shops or cigar shops or whatever could still sell the flavored juices under the FDA rules. But Juul may have decided, well, we're just going to pull all our flavors out of any store. That may be something they decided to do as a result of it.
That may be the case.
Yeah, I think the only way to get flavored Juuls is to order them directly
online.
From the company.
Correct.
And I couldn't get by their KYC.
Wow. And interestingly, when they did that, that's when all the Juul knockoffs, meaning a... Juul is like
something
a cartridge,
plug in, right?
It plugs into it, a little cartridge that gives you the Nixalt, so all the knockoffs began to pop up, you know, so that's what happens when we do this stuff.
And the knockoffs are, I think, more likely to cause health problems. I don't know if you've used the Juul knockoffs, but some of them are awful.
I've tried
and you don't really know the brand of the cartridge you're buying.
Right.
You know it's a Juul stick. But you don't know what the thing you're plugging into it is.
Yeah, and that introduces some doubt in consumers' minds. Guess what? Consumers can come to these conclusions on their own. Now, I don't buy the off-brand stuff. I stick to a couple top-of-the-line manufacturers of the juice that I use. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in, you know, trying the, hey, we got this new thing in from China. It's the cheapest thing out there. You want to try it? No, I don't want that.
Yeah, I always go for the best juice I can get.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you're still saving money, right? Like, even with a high-end product like a Juul as opposed to the knockoffs, it's still going to be a lot cheaper than buying two packs of cigarettes or even a pack a day. Am I right about this?
Yeah.
And Juul, I mean, if you're a two-pack-a-day smoker, it's going to be half the money. You know, and
that's a huge savings.
That's a huge savings. And if you actually get a refillable device like I use, it's way less expensive than that.
And another way to think of it, rather than worrying about how many packs a day, is just it's going to be a Juul cartridge is about two packs of cigarettes worth of nicotine. So whatever you smoke, it's going to be about half the money.
Yeah.
It's directly proportional.
That's a good point, Rich.
Nobody.
it is just this idea, though,
nobody directs math.
That we can't just decide for ourselves what goes into our body. What would you say if the government decided to outlaw chocolate ice cream? It makes as much sense as that. There's a flavor that we don't like, and we don't think anybody should have it, so we're going to outlaw chocolate ice cream.
And isn't that just the ice cream companies trying to lure children into a lifetime of obesity?
Absolutely. Get them hooked young.
Get them hooked young.
It is insanity. We're going to talk about a little bit more. We've got some phone calls to get to. But what do you think? Is Trump on the right path here, or is he being an overreaching tyrant like so many presidents like to do? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. We've been talking vaping. while I'm vaping here in studio. In studio, myself, Chris the Vapor.
And Ian.
And nobody the Vapor.
Yeah. So we got two people in here who have personal experience with vaping.
I have vaped.
You have vaped.
Yes.
You just haven't vape tobacco product.
I have vaped
tobacco product.
Yeah, I have vaped nicotine before.
Oh, okay.
I just am not an addict.
Right.
So I can put it down.
I am an addict, and what I was addicted to were cigarettes. And I finally found a way to quit cigarettes. I was able to, according to the British Health Department, reduce the harm by 95% by switching from cigarettes to vaping. That is the percentage that they see, even with flavored cigarettes, flavored vapes over tobacco. 95% harm reduction. We've been reading from the story from CNBC, and I want to continue. The effort to ban flavored e-cigarettes has started picking up momentum. Michigan, San Francisco, and Boulder, Colorado have banned flavored e-cigarettes. Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire and former New York mayor, pledged $160 million to help enact similar restrictions around the country. The FDA was supposed to start reviewing e-cigarettes, a relatively new market, last summer, until former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb pushed back the review until 2012.
So this was what we were talking about earlier,
right?
Where they were going, they restricted purportedly, or they, at least they were talking about restricting the flavors from being sold in like general stores or convenience stores where young people could come in and see them, I guess. And now they've pushed back the full review for three more years.
The proposal outlined Wednesday essentially moves the FDA's timeline to review flavors up to this year. All companies must submit applications in May 2020 per a federal court judge's ruling issued in July. Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's annual survey of teens show more than a quarter of high school students used e-cigarettes within the past 30 days, with the, quote, overwhelming majority, unquote, saying that they vaped fruit and menthol or mint flavors, HHS said in
Which,
a press
of course,
release.
The vast majority of everybody vapes those flavors.
But wait a minute.
Nearly all of the flavors available.
What I want to know is, what were a quarter or what was the percentage of high schoolers in 1999, when vapes did not exist at all, that were using tobacco cigarettes?
Exactly.
Was it more than a
About
quarter?
25%.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I would ask, what's that percentage now? If you've got more kids, if they're going to smoke something, I would rather see kids vape than smoke cigarettes.
Right. Now, yeah. There was actually a quote earlier that you missed. I'm going to share that with you here from Thanks. Alex Azar. So you had talked about how they're going to allow, once this regulation goes through and they ban all these flavors, that they're going to still allow tobacco. Well, Azar said this, quote, if we find that children start surging into tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes, or if we find marketing practices that target children and try to attract them into tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes, we will engage in enforcement actions there also.
Unbelievable.
So as long as some kid decides to vape tobacco flavor, well, get ready. They're going to ban that, too.
Well,
which,
look,
of course, if they kids smoke cigarettes,
right.
So of course they're going to, if all they can get is the tobacco flavor, that's what they're going to use.
Why wouldn't they?
Just like us.
Right. Why wouldn't they? Because remember, if you're a young person and you have a nicotine addiction, you can use a vape relatively subtly. It's not something that has the stench of a cigarette, right? So
yeah,
if you go
right.
into the bathroom, and in fact, I've even heard of kids doing it in class, like hitting the vape and then holding it in.
I've hit it in court.
Yeah. And holding it in so they don't exhale a
right.
lot or any vapor, or at the very least they could go to the bathroom, vape in a bathroom stall, and nobody's going to be the wiser of it. It'll just be a tobacco flavor. And right. they're going to still use it.
Yeah. You're not going to stop anything. What you will do
yeah. drive them back to cigarettes is
right.
what you're going to do.
Well, you'll do that, and you'll drive people that still look for flavors to black markets
sure.
that you have no hopes of ever controlling. That's just not going to happen. And it's insane to think that you will. The FDA is in the process of banning menthol cigarettes.
I can't believe that.
That one amazes me.
Did you say they're banning menthol cigarettes?
In the process of whatever that
means. That's going to be regular cigarettes in the process, in this process of banning flavors of vaping. They're going to ban menthol.
Please. Looks like the board out beat you to it on that one.
I'm glad. You really threw me there, Rich.
I'm sorry. I really threw me, too.
So, Oh, you just muted my mic. So, we're still here?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, good.
So, I didn't catch that, but I was just looking at Rich, and Rich...
You mean nobody.
I'm seeing
his name's nobody.
Nobody.
And his mic is muted now, by the way. I don't know if that was your intention, but...
It was.
Don't have to leave me muted.
Okay. That's your first warning, nobody.
Yeah.
Because nobody could get muted. but just this idea that they are going to ban menthol cigarettes. So forgive me for saying this. I'm going to say it anyway. This almost seems, it's going to seem to some people as racially motivated. I don't want to make a broad generalization. Yeah. About
you mean they're trying to save black people?
There's nothing racist about statistics. The usage of menthol cigarettes is largely in the black community, and that's well established. So yes, they are literally going to create, one would expect, a black crime wave by criminalizing an activity which is most prevalent in the black community.
Right. And
this isn't because black people are bad, it's because the government's bad.
Right. And because certain people have certain preferences for what kind of flavors they like out of a cigarette or out of vape juice.
Well, clearly the government wants to help these black people and everybody else that likes menthol.
And that's why they banned heroin.
Well, I don't know if black people had a problem with heroin any more than anyone else.
No, but the goal out of the early days of the war on, and this only comes from Richard Nixon's, Chief of Staff, H.R. Haldeman, said our goal
Ehrlichman.
Was. Ehrlichman said that? Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it was Ehrlichman. He was the one who went to jail, and then he said it on CNN.
Yeah, the question of why, how did the war on drugs get started? Was that anything to do with politics? He said, of course. We wanted to make all black people criminals, so we'll ban heroin.
And hippies.
And we'll go after the hippies by making marijuana a Schedule I drug.
Yeah, and actually what he said is we will use propaganda to associate heroin with black people in the public mind and to associate marijuana with hippies. And it doesn't take that much propaganda to associate marijuana with hippies.
Regulators have blamed the teen vaping epidemic on one e-cigarette manufacturer in particular, Juul. Dun, dun, dun. So,
sounds like Zool, the character from Ghostbusters.
There is only Juul.
We have to have an enemy, and we have to put his name on it while we prop him up and take their lobbying money. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he met with Republican members of Congress to discuss background checks for gun buyers.
A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, the president also reminds everyone,
we'll see what can happen, but we're always protecting our Second Amendment. I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Forecasters believe Florida will get hit by a tropical storm over the next few days. The storm system will likely turn into a tropical storm by Saturday. And the NTSB is releasing a preliminary report on a boat fire that left 34 people dead off the coast of California. The report says all the crew members were asleep when the fire first broke out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the radio. You can change the subject. You don't have to talk about what we've been talking about. We've been talking about Donald Trump's plan to ban flavored vape cartridges and flavored
e-cigarettes. I don't think it was his plan.
I think he's jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah. I think if Donald Trump said, nah, let's not do that, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, he's for it, but I don't think he cooked this up. I think it was the bureaucrats.
It was, well, bureaucrats always, they do the grunt work,
yeah.
The hard task of oppressing people's rights. But first I want to tell you about Help Me Take Bitcoin. Do you operate a retail business, and are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow these simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. I helped a guy set up never used cryptocurrency before, set him up with the Edge wallet, and then set him up with HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com or AnyPay, the app. And it couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 minutes we were setting
wow.
that stuff up. And I, you know, I'm like, well, charge me a buck for something. And he did it, and he charged me a buck, and I paid him.
And so it came to his wallet, and everything worked great.
He had all his money just that fast. He's like, man, that's faster than credit cards. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, with credit cards, you got to apply, and then they got to review your application, and maybe they'll approve it.
Well, even using a credit card anymore is such a pain. You know, the chip readers were supposed to make things so much faster, and I hate standing in line waiting for the thing to go through. And with cryptocurrency, it's almost instant when you know that you've got a very high likelihood of getting paid. I'll take that any day. It just makes for a much smoother experience
and
for customers.
Fees for the merchant either.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, I accept credit cards in my small business. I lose at least 2 to 4% or more based on what the customer uses, the kind of credit card they use, their bank. That's money right off the top that comes out of my family's livelihood.
You know, there's an interesting thing that I saw today at Little Zoe's Pizza here in Keene, which is one of the businesses that takes cryptocurrency for their delicious pizza. I was eating some of it a few moments ago if you saw me on cam.
So good.
Yep, and they have signs up now in their store that say if you pay with a credit card, you will be charged an extra 3.5% for the convenience of using the credit card, for the privilege or whatever you want to call it, of using the credit card. So I talked to the owner who's there, you know, about it. I helped him hook up the crypto thing. And I said, hey, are you giving, because it talks about a cash discount. And I said, hey, are you giving a crypto discount too? And he said, yeah. The only people who pay more, so like there's the menu price for the pizza, and then the credit card people pay more for that. So cash payers and crypto payers get the best prices. Credit card payers pay more. And the interesting thing was this company that he's working with appears to encourage this. The credit card processor appears to be like on board with this whole idea. It's like their business model somehow. And I didn't get into exactly how all that works, but it was very interesting.
Well, it ups the amount of the check.
Sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, as far as like, why would a credit card processor want to position themselves to try to position themselves out of a job, basically?
Because they're trying to position themselves to be the middlemen for people who wouldn't ordinarily take credit cards.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Right, because what happened with Little Zoe's was earlier this year or maybe late last year, he decided to stop taking credit cards, and he made an Instagram post about it, like, we're stopping taking
and
credit
all
cards.
All of a sudden, he gets a call from these guys.
So we can
sometime
handle
after,
these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet that's what happened.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. And I actually brought up, I said, well, I thought most credit card companies prohibit in their terms of service giving a cash discount because they want their card to be on the same level as all other forms of payment. So it was part of the terms of service. And he says that was true, but there was apparently a Supreme Court decision that said that if there is sufficient notice, meaning signage, so customers can see.
I'm writing this down because I'm implementing the same thing tomorrow.
That's why I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you about.
Right.
So as long as there's signage up and he's got like a little placard in front of the register and he's got like, you know, a flyer or something. He's got a couple different places where it's there.
Yeah.
Like if you use a credit card, you're paying more for it, 3.5% more. He says that on the cards like Discover or American Express where it's a 5% or 4.5 or whatever, it's usually the little pricier, he still has to eat that. But that hardly ever happens, right? Like, almost nobody pays with those cards. And, of course, you could always decide to not accept those cards as well. Just go Visa, MasterCard. And then, so now he's getting in thousands of dollars extra every single year from his credit card. He's not losing that money, right?
Exactly.
Like, he keeps the full amount of his sale.
Yeah, and for those,
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. And for people that don't know, I mean, we small businesses pay 3, 4, 5% on every sale, every transaction that you use a credit card.
But think about it this way. It's 3%, but that's 3% of the gross. What's the percentage of the profit that you're actually paying to the credit card companies?
Right.
Yeah.
That's much larger, whatever it is. Each item's different as far as your profits are concerned, but
I mean, technically, it's not part of the profit because it's an expense, but
it's coming out of your profit.
If your profit is
you walk away
30%
with less profit, right?
and you pay a 3% fee, mm-hmm. then you've lost 10% of your profit.
Exactly. And so even worse.
And that's why my small business, we do the crypto discount. I mean, mm-hmm. that's been a long-standing thing. You know, I want to encourage people not to use credit cards, so we'll offer them 5% right. off anything in the store if you pay with crypto. That's how we're addressing that, but I like this idea. I got to look into this.
I like it, too.
I don't remember the name of the company. Just stop in. They've got the signage up. It's right there on the
signage. Yeah, I'll do a little bit more research.
Adding a PayPal fee would rock, too. You know, I don't know if that's doable for people who take PayPal to charge an extra fee for people who use it. But
well, I accept every way you could possibly pay. I will not say no. So I take PayPal. I take a couple different, you know, online type things. The Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay.
I won't take in anything because there's certain like cryptocurrencies that are just so obscure it would take so much time to try to change them into something useful. It's not worth my time.
And
I'll generally take anything Bittrex sells because I happen to have a Bittrex account, so I can deal with it.
Yeah, right. Quickly flip it. It's one thing. But as far as like Apple Pay, Google Pay, and all that stuff, I offer them. Nobody has ever used them.
Yeah.
Never. Nobody has ever paid with their phone.
I think the whole Apple Pay thing's probably a little more used in like a big city where it's more, you know, hip people with their Apple phones.
Urban.
Yeah.
Not so much here in
we're in the woods.
Southwestern New Hampshire. It's just the Apple Pay hasn't really caught on. But that's okay. We've been talking vaping and we've kind of beat this story to death. I don't want to stress
it
enough.
It had it coming.
It did. And Trump is asking this to be done, or it was created by, you know, his administration. Whatever it means, there's just nothing in the Constitution about vaping.
Well, I like what this former Republican, surprisingly, chairman in Florida had to say about it on his Twitter, Al Cardenas. More children have died in ICE custody than from vaping. Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
No, he's not
even
wrong.
Close to wrong.
And keep in mind, the epidemic they're referring to are six deaths. That doesn't even move the needle on almost anything. 855 450 free. What do you think about an out of control Washington? I don't like it. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air with us. And the us I refer to is myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about vaping and Washington's desire to outlaw flavored vapes and menthol flavored vapes and mint flavored vapes. And they're also going after menthol and mint-flavored cigarettes because evidently kids can't get enough of these things. And there's an epidemic, their words, not mine, of youth smoking because of flavors like menthol. This is insanity.
Except that they're actually not smoking. They're vaping. They will be smoking if smoking is the only way they can get nicotine, though.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, when we did the Bill of Rights, we talked a lot about the First Amendment issues, the Second Amendment issues. Occasionally, we talk about, you know, the Tenth Amendment, you know, all those powers that are reserved for the states. Well, there's another one that people don't think about.
The Ninth Amendment?
The Ninth Amendment.
The enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
What that means is that if the Constitution didn't mention a way to outlaw something, and it didn't mention a way to outlaw anything, then you still possess that right.
Yeah.
And this idea that Washington can do whatever they want is only because you have allowed them to do that.
And you also have to remember, in the context of the Ninth Amendment, well, what pre-existing rights did we have before the government came along? And the answer is all of them, but it's pretty well summed up in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, that is very broad.
It is.
That is very broad, but if you reject that as a pre-existing right, then the entire basis and justification for the existence of the nation and the separation from England is thrown out the window.
Right.
So the Declaration of Independence is the basis of American legitimacy, and it gives and it acknowledges a far broader base of rights than the Constitution does, except the Constitution grandfathers that in with the Ninth Amendment.
Exactly. And do you like being a colony? Because that's how you become a colony.
Yeah.
If you want to do away with that, if you
and you know what colonies have? They have ants. That's how you get ants.
This was the root of American. The American experiment was individual rights, small government, not having Washington centrally plan everything. Everything Donald Trump rails against, socialism, central planning. He is doing every one of these things.
Mm.
He's doing it harder than Obama ever dreamt of.
And the authoritarian Republicans are going, harder, Daddy, harder, harder.
Oppress me a little more.
Tread on me harder.
Tread on me.
Well, he's not as bad as the Democrats.
Well, he's exactly as bad as the Democrats. On one basis, is he better than the Democrats?
Well, he's not talking about socialized health care.
He is talking about socialized health care.
He just wants it to be called Trump care, not Obamacare.
Oh, well, that will help. If the name is right, then socialism can work. They just haven't, real Trump socialism hasn't been tried yet.
But we can look at the bump stock ban. The bump stock ban was a device that was used by the Las Vegas shooter, and it allows a semi-automatic firearm to fire very quickly.
And I'm pretty sure that I've never heard of a bump stock being used in any other crime.
No.
Have you?
No. As far as I know, that was the only one where, sadly, some 56, 58 people died. And some of those were hit with a rifle that had a bump stock on it. I'm not going to dispute that. But based on that,
I don't know if it's true or not, because I heard more than one shooter on that tape. So I think there's a lot of lies coming out of Vegas.
Whatever it may be, the point is Donald Trump allowed a ban on a piece of plastic that cannot fire a bullet on its own. Anything you attach a bump stock to, he said, now turns it into a machine gun, which is alchemy. I don't even know where to go. It's turning an inanimate piece of plastic that can't fire a bullet on its own into a machine gun. It was nonsensical.
It's something not even Clinton's ATF would have done.
No. Obama's ATF looked at it again, and they said, bump stock, that's more or less a novelty item. We don't feel the need to regulate a bump stock.
Oh, but the Trump ATF said, we can't have that much liberty.
Right. And I was in several conversations online today with various Democrats who are saying, you can't take the chance that you get the Democrats in there. Well, you're not giving me...
Democrats. Hold on. You were in a conversation with Democrats who said you can't take a chance?
With Republicans. Okay. I apologize about that.
You got the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, I do. And that is my Lyme disease showing up for an appearance. But the idea that the end of the world will occur if Democrats take back the White House. It's pretty much on issues that are important to me. Trump has behaved worse than Democrats. So tell me again why I should be all worried. And don't think that I'm going to support a Democrat for president or that I'm going to support Donald Trump. I am hoping for the...
You're going to vote for Bill Weld?
Big flaming big flaming meteor. I think that's
vote for
who
nobody because nobody else are, just write me in. Nobody because nobody has a right to make your decisions for you.
I would, but I think I promised my vote to somebody who answered one of my posts and said, "Hell yeah!" I'm like, "Good enough. You got my vote."
You don't remember who it was?
It doesn't matter. I'll find out. I'll go through my timeline and figure out who that one person was that commented. And if he happens to run, I'll vote for him. I also said I would vote for Gabby, what's her name? The Democrat running. I did say I'd vote for
Tulsi.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah. I said I would vote for her, but only based, not on her positions, but based on her workout video. So I feel that's as compelling a reason to choose a new dictator. And that's all we're going to be doing is we're going to be choosing either we like the dictator we have who's gonna who is oppressing our rights, or we're going to choose a new dictator who will oppress our rights in some other fashion.
Well, I'll be voting libertarian because even if I don't, even if I'm not crazy fond of the candidate, at least it makes it real clear that what I want is less government.
Yeah, that's a good point. And a lot of people, hopefully more people are thinking that. I know today a lot more libertarian ideas are getting out there thanks to you.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in 2020 given the Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Johnson, did pretty well. I believe he got a record percentage of votes in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So he did very well compared to previous Libertarian candidates. So can the Libertarian Party nominate somebody who can keep that momentum up, or will they lose momentum? Because obviously there's going to be a lot of frustration surrounding Trump, presuming he gets the nomination.
True.
And whoever the Democrats nominate is going to be crap, too. So maybe the Libertarians have a chance to, you know, get above 2%.
It's a possibility, and it's an uphill battle. Keep in mind that
I mean, we got above didn't Johnson get 4%?
Did they?
I think so.
Okay.
Our enemies are a couple. If you're looking for Libertarian presidential hopefuls, I mean, first of all, the money's going to flow to the bigger parties, and then all the rules that are set up for elections are set up by the two major parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, decide who's going to be in debates. They're going to decide what happens and how things are counted, and they're going to control how districts are gerrymandered. So
they reserve the right to rig their own primaries, so don't think you have a say in who gets nominated.
It's going to be difficult, but I'm hopeful too. 855-450-FREE. We're going to come back and take your phone calls and talk about something new and completely different. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.